In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Tom, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, and send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, please, Lord. And you will renew the face of the earth, because the face of the earth needs to be renewed. Hallelujah. We are looking at Colossians 2, verse 20. If with Christ you died. This is the whole thing, you know, if with Christ you died. It's an interesting thing, because St. John says, those who have passed from death to life are those who love the brethren. So this whole thing about dying, if with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the universe, these elemental spirits of the universe have to do with the astrological junk that people had been involved with, all this stuff, you know, that's, they call it New Age. It's as new as Adam and Eve. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the universe, why do you live as if you still belonged to the world? Because you're dead, you know. Why do you submit to regulations? Do not handle. Do not taste like pork. Do not touch, referring to things which all perish as they are used according to human precepts and doctrines. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting rigor of devotion and even self-abasement and severity to the body, but they are of no value in checking the indulgence of the flesh. That's right. You know. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died. Okay, let's do that again. You have died. You have died. Why has Christianity not taken root? I'm going to tell you. Because we have not died. That's right. Christianity has not taken root because we have not died. This whole thing of Christianity has to do with death and resurrection. There is no resurrection without constant death. I'm not talking about stop breathing. I'm talking about death to self. Death. You have died. And because we have not died, we have pretended to be Christian. Oh, we use the Christianese vocabulary. Born again. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost 17 times. I got gold dust on me. I believe in all that stuff. But you know what? It says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Okay. Where is the action taking place today? The action is taking place today at the right hand of the Father, where Jesus is in position as the great high priest. Set your mind on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, this is pact-filled. Pact-filled. Why has Christianity not taken root? Because we have set our hearts and our eyes on things below, not on things above. We have set our eyes and our hearts on the kingdom of thingdom. It's all about things. It's all about power. It's all about prestige. It's all about, you name it, it's all about the world. So there has been a marriage between the church and the world. You cannot have a marriage between the church and the world. I'm talking about every church now. I'm not talking just about one church. I'm talking about, yes, the fullness of the church is in the Catholic Church, but you want to know what? Fullness of the faith. But I'm going to tell you, every church has married the world. Every church, we're all married to the world. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a big ceremony. You know, married to the world. Seeking the things that are below, not the things that are above. Seeking the things. Whatever the things are, you know, whatever the things are, that we would become first in the community. Oh, favor with the bishop. Oh, we'd have favor with the governor. At what price? Seek the things that are above, not on the things that are below. Because you have died. And because we have not died, you want to know what? We seek the things that are below, because living beings seek that which is below, not that which is above. Because we do not constantly die to ourselves, because we have self-life living in us 97% of the time, you want to know what happens? Not much. That's what one person said. Not much. It's true. Not much happens. And because it doesn't happen, because we're not dead. Now, I've often said this about dead people. And let's look at a dead man, okay? You could take a dead woman. Makes no difference. They're both dead. First of all, they're pointed in one direction. Second of all, they've got no plans of their own. That's right. So therefore, if we are not dead, but we have died with Christ, and we are not living that dying with Christ, therefore, we are not pointed in one direction. We're pointed in many directions. Our direction is not toward heaven, it is toward earth. And if we have not died, then we have plans of our own. Our plans are not of God. Our plans are what the world has taught us, because the world has taught us well. The world has taught us well, hasn't it? We have been evangelized by the world. I don't know about you. I have been. First of all of us have matriculated and graduated from the school of unbelief. That's right. Because our lives are not hidden in Christ and God, because we're not dead. Oh, yeah, it's all about dying. It's all about dying. But you see, how can you die when your diocese is run by lawyers? They're seeking the things that are below, not things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. But you don't have to be talking about the Archdiocese of Boston. You could talk about a ministry. How can you die when you get in a prayer tower and says, God's going to kill me if you don't send this money? You know, and we know somebody said that. That's taking things that are below, not things that are above, and using God as an example. How can you die when you say things like, God expects all of his people to be rich? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't believe that. But some people wouldn't even really handle money. It'd destroy them. How can you say that, you know, we're dead when we look at people like Jim Baker? Now, again, Jim Baker has repented. I don't want to bring back his sins. But, you know, he started off on the right foot. Like many of us, started on the right foot. Dead. But, oh my God, then power comes in. You know what? We're going to resuscitate that body. Breathe into it. Come on now. Got to get that guy alive, because we're to seek the things that are below, not the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand, and you're hidden with Christ in God. Oh, no. Jim Baker, prime example. We don't have to go to Jim Baker. We have it in our own church. We talk about Ferdinand Mifood. I remember when Ferdinand Mifood started Food for the Poor. He had an airplane. He sold everything and gave it to the poor. That he really did. Gave everything to the poor. He sold everything and started to feed the poor in Haiti. Food for the Poor. Several years ago, he got caught stealing from Food for the Poor. You want to know what? He started by being dead, but somewhere along the line, had to breathe into himself, start seeking the things that are below and not the things that are above. He's repented. He's paid back everything he's stolen. And they just had their 25th anniversary, and they even invited him to come because he'd repented. He's not the boss anymore, though. But you see what I'm saying? You see, what I'm saying is that because we've been, because the flesh is very much alive, because we want to always be living, and when you're living, you want to seek the things that are below and not the things that are above, we give Christ a bad name, and the church doesn't do too much. That's true. What do you do? What can you do for the kingdom of God when, I'll read it again. If then you have been raised with Christ, then seek the things that are above, where Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. That's where everything's happening. Set your minds on the things that are above, not the things that are of the earth. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's where I am, hidden in Christ in God. Set your heart and your eyes on that which is above, the unseen. But you see, there's a dilemma, as the English would say, a dilemma. There's a dilemma. You know what the dilemma is? The dilemma is when you set your eyes on things that are above, you do not see what is above. But I'm going to tell you, we can see the things that are below. Let's take the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Like us in all ways but sin, that's what the scripture says. And it's true. And you know what? The devil brought him to a place and showed him the kingdoms of the world. Set your eyes on the things that are below. And he said, if you would only worship me, I'd give you all this. Las Vegas and all the tinsel. You know, all the tinsel that there was then, too. If you'd only bow and worship me. But you see, Christ not only died upon the cross, Christ died every day. He lived not for himself, but for the Heavenly Father. Christ was a dead man, pointed in one direction, with no plans of his own. He said that himself. I only do what the Father tells me to do. I work by revelation. But you see, when you're not dead, and it's, you know, death is opposed to our nature. Let's just admit it. Death is opposed to our nature. We don't want to die. There's nothing in us that wants to die. But when we put to death those things, those realities, that self-will, and offer our lives a living sacrifice of praise, surrendering unto God each day, each moment, seeking the things that are above, not the things that are below. Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, for you have died, and your life is hidden in Christ in God. That's why the Archdiocese of Boston does not have a pro-life office on Commonwealth Avenue with ultrasound. Because lawyers would tell us not. What if you make a mistake? He'll sue you. Seek the things that are below. That's why John Ensor had his woman's clinic put the first clinic in the Yellow Pages, A Woman's Concern. And it's pro-life. People don't know that. Why? Because he was seeking things that were above, where Christ was seated at the Father's right hand. He wasn't worried about lawyers, you know, because he's too small to be worrying about lawyers. He just was doing what God told him to do. Because he had died, and his life was hidden in Christ and God. You see, when you become an institution, then you begin to take on the world and the kingdom of kingdom. That's why, you know, that's ministries too. Praise the Lord Club, yeah? That's what they did. Oral Roberts, he did it too. It's not only the Catholic Church. It's what they call human nature. The devil led Jesus up to a place and said, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. If he did this to Jesus, don't you think he's going to do this to us? If you would only bow down and worship him. So the issue, or as the English say, the issue is dying. Because you cannot set your eyes and your heart on things above unless you're dead. And the issue is continually dying to yourself, seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand, for you have died and your life is hidden in Christ in God. And there's the part of us that wants to keep on resuscitating that which has died to get it alive again, because, you know, it tickles our ears. So, you know what? We can make some money here. That. Bring the show on the road. How many people have started on the right foot dead and ended up very much alive at the end? Alive to themselves and dead to God. No one can ever think that they stand erect forever. For that which was presented to Jesus will be presented to me and you. I cannot make fun of the people who have fallen. Because you know what? I'm not dead yet. I might do something worse. I, who constantly talk about the lawyers running Boston, what happens if I become so big? Which I won't, but that's another issue. That I have to have lawyers to protect me. I'm not dead yet. I just use these as examples. Not critical of them, because you know what? I'm not dead yet. Because I can do worse. For if the devil brought Jesus and showed him the kingdoms of the world, he can do the same thing to me. Seek the things that are below and not the things that are above. This is what it'll mean for you. If you seek the things that are below and not the things that are above. This is what's in it for you. If you seek the things that are below and not the things that are above. And you know what? You'll have all the things you've ever wanted and needed. If you seek the things that are below and not the things that are above. Where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand. It never starts that way. Honest, it doesn't start that way. Everyone starts on the right foot. But just because you start on the right foot doesn't mean you end on the right foot. Because if you think things were bad before the Lord came into your life after the temptations will rage. And the Bible calls us to die. My human nature says, I will not die. I do not want to die. I have my ideas. And we don't learn because our ideas don't work. Have you noticed? Ideas don't work. But to give up your ideas, you know, is death. And to be led is death, but it's life. To seek that which is above is dying, but it brings life. I understand. You see, I understand the dilemma. Because we're all weak. It could be with a relationship. God's called you out of this relationship, but you know what? You just will not die. You're going to hold on to this relationship even if it makes you drown. Because you're not seeking the things that are above, you're seeking the things that are of the earth. You've always looked for this kind of a relationship, you know. Daddy never loved you the way you needed to be loved. So you know what? You're going to go find daddy. And you know what? This is a bad relationship for you. But you're going to do what you want to do because you know why? You're seeking the things that are below and not the things that are above. And you're not dead. And you're not facing in one direction. And you do have plans of your own. And what does it do? It messes you up. The story of the church is my story. That's right, I'm not dead yet. I could do far worse. If then you have been raised with Christ, if we have been raised with Christ, then we are to seek the things that are above, where the Lord Jesus Christ is seated now at the Father's right hand as the great intercessor. We have to set our minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are of the earth. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. If you've died, your life is hidden with Christ and God. And I'm not talking about dying, stopping, breathing. I'm talking about dying to self. I'm talking about I have no plans of my own. I'm talking about, I want to hear from God, and even if I trip into his divine will, I want his divine will of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. If you have died with him, you also will live with him, the scripture says. You know, here's this whole doctrine, once saved, always saved. Give me a break. Give me a break. It's continually dying. It's continually being hidden in Christ and God. It's continually having a new life. It's continually seeking the things that are above and not the things that are of the earth. Now, you know, this is true, not because I say so. It's true because the Bible tells me so, you know? The Bible tells me so. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. I'll make it a little light because, you know, this heavy stuff. This is really heavy stuff. This is not light stuff. Dying is not easy. To die to self is not easy. It's a very difficult thing because we want to preserve our life. And you know what Jesus says? The one who preserves his life will lose his life. That's what Jesus says. Okay. I guess that's enough for today. That's enough for today. So what do we ask for the grace today? We ask for the grace to be hidden with Christ in God. Yes, Lord. which means we have died with Christ, and we want to seek the things that are above. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the attraction of the things that are below. You know what St. John says, but the lust of the eye, and so forth and so on. That's what we'll talk about tomorrow. And then we'll go right back to seeking Him, who is at the Father's right hand, whoever lives to make intercession for us, because He's the great high priest. The other day, somebody came to us, won't tell you the circumstances, and they asked if I was worthy to pray for the person. I only told them that the Lord is worthy. Only Jesus is worthy, so I'm certainly not worthy. But I think they were asking if I had any power, you know, and I the only power I have is borrowed. Comes from the blood. Comes from the resurrection. Anyway, they came anyway. You know, when you're desperate, you come. Thanks be to God. And we prayed with so-and-so, and I needed to talk with so-and-so because I knew what was blocking so-and-so. So we went into what was blocking so-and-so and prayed a prayer of forgiveness. So-and-so had a hip that was split in two for 10 years. After we prayed a prayer of forgiveness, we prayed over his hip, and so-and-so started to walk and run and do deep knee bends. That's something. That came from heaven. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But you know what? I need to hear from people because our bills are not paid. We're way behind. And you know what? You don't help me? I have to say, happy trails to you until we meet again, and we're not. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Seek the Lord. The things that are above. If you're going to give us something, seek the Lord. Do these broadcasts help you? If not, don't you send me anything. If you are blessed, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. We need to pay our bills, July and August. So you seek the Lord. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. And yes, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, not this week, next week. Next week, not this week. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.